This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Rose with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Monday, February 1st, 2021. And tonight I'm going to talk with you briefly about my thoughts on the Greater Reset Activation, which just took place over the last week, basically, at thegreaterreset.org. Of course, I was one of the co-organizers involved with that. I was also a speaker at the event, got to co-host it with John Bush, and it was really, really powerful. So I want to share some thoughts on that. I want to share about where we're taking that movement. I want to share some of my thoughts on why we called it an activation and really what it means to be activated, to actually have an activism or a movement that is about activating people, getting people doing things, taking concrete steps, not just theorizing, philosophizing, mental masturbation on the internet. So we're going to talk about all of that and more. But first, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. That is theconsciousresistance.com. You can find all of my books to download, purchase. You can my document for free or to purchase. You can see the podcast on our network, including mine and several others. You can check out conscious music we have and submit your own conscious music. And you can follow us on Float. You can follow us on Minds, on Hive. You can follow us on BitChute, on Library/Odyssey. You can follow our Telegram channel, join our text list, and support via patreon.com/Derek Bros. And so as I said, we just wrapped up just yesterday on Sunday, the Greater Reset. If you haven't, if you're on my channels and you haven't heard me talk about this, visit thegreaterreset.org. We had 6 days of talks, and all 6 talks are already to our Odyssey channel. You can watch the full streams on the Conscious Resistance DLive, on the Conscious Resistance Float, and Conscious Resistance BitChute. But you can watch the individual talks on our website. So, I mean, this was just super exciting for anybody who tuned in around the world. I appreciate it. It went very well. We had hundreds of thousands of viewers live over the 6 days, and we'll see how many more views we get over the coming weeks and months. And this is really just the beginning. Like, we've been able to grow the Telegram channel, grow the email list, and grow the network of people all around the world who are interested in these ideas and who are trying to figure out, how do we collaborate? How do we build something better? And so we had a day focused on the Agora, on health, on nature, on the digital landscape, how digital tools can be liberating, and talked about how to organize our communities. And then we had like a holistic day, bonus day of solutions featuring Foster Gamble and other great people. And we've posted all these talks now. We've had some people volunteer and translate some of the talks to Spanish. Like you can see this one, Rosa Corey. We have it on Odyssey, on Float, and Espanol on our Pinecast. Same thing for my talk. You can find it on Odyssey and Float. It's also been translated to Spanish in an audio version. Super. Yeah, I mean, we have this repository of 30 plus talks from powerful speakers, each focusing on solutions of how we can build a better world outside of the technocratic agenda, the World Economic Forum agenda, and just overwhelmingly so much support from people reaching out, sharing their watch party pictures. I mean, if you guys have the time, or I recommend making the time, go watch the full videos. You can find them, for example, on Conscious Resistance Minds, minds.com/theconsciousresistance, and you can come here, check out the video here. And over the last, you can see the reset day 6, the full 3.5 hour production. You can watch the full videos all the way through, or you can just go to channels and watch the individual talks. So yeah, all in all, a really massive, huge success, and something that I'm extremely thankful and grateful to have been involved. I very much appreciate everybody who has been watching. And even right now, we're live on Float. We're live on DLive. We're going to be live all over the internet. I have just full faith that we are reaching people more and more. And not just my work, but overall the people who recognize that solutions are needed more than ever. And that's the reason that the whole event was called an activation. And I'm actually working on a podcast called Activation Podcast. I mean, just something like that simple is kind of the goal. because we didn't choose them currently as far as just calling it an activation. You may have heard me say this already, but I've spoken at a lot of type of events over the years, conferences, Fools in the Jungle. I've spoken at Thai events. I spoke at small community events. And there's always positive things going on, elements that, you know, are better than others. But what I've noticed is there's all this momentum, there's all this energy. People hang out for a week or for a couple of days, and they're sharing information, and they're meeting new friends and just having a great time. And then the weekend ends and they go back to normal. They go back to work. They go back to doing whatever they were doing, obviously, before. And it seems much actual initiation or kind of true impact. You know, we're not actually changing things if we just go spend money and have a weekend at some festival or conference, have a good time, party, do some drugs, whatever, some cool people, and then go back to slaving away and working in the system and using the banking system and using the factory farming industrial food production system and the unsustainable food distribution system and all these things. Like, if we don't actually change our behavior when we go to these consciousness events and transformational events and festivals, then what's the point, really? And so I decided, like, instead of just doing another event where it's just going to be a bunch of talk and people all talking about the problems, we're going to focus on the solutions. So John and I were very adamant about that we had speakers focusing on solutions. So we weren't talking about COVID. I know I'm obsessed about COVID or obsessed about a lot of the conspiracies, and it is important to question them and to expose those lies and things, but also we need to really focus on solutions. And for me, 2021 is going to be the biggest year ever for me to focus on solutions, more than I ever have in my past. And it, both in my books, I have a few new book projects. I'm working on a documentary series. You know, I'm going to launch a new podcast called The Activation Podcast. I recently ended my previous podcast, The Conscious Resistance Live, because, like I said, I'm tired of talking about just the news every week. And I've been doing this for almost a decade, and I'm still going to write articles. I'm still going to do important video reports on pertinent information when necessary, but I want to focus on solutions more than anything. I want to encourage and inspire you to take steps in your life to figure out how you can grow your own food, how you can unplug from the banking system, how you can make sure that you can thrive and survive in this growing technocratic era, and how you and your family can opt out of the control grid and continue to survive and not have to suffer and deal with the system. So in order for that to happen, there has to be effort. There has to be movement. There has to be energy. There has to be activation. And so that's the whole thing, right? If we can share ideas with people and encourage and inspire them to get activated, to get moving, to actually take concrete steps in their lives, and then if each of us around the world together do that, and we recognize that the oppressor's game, the political lies of the left and the right and the voting system and the voting machines and all of that stuff is just a facade, and that at the end of the day, what really is going to create change is enlightened, empowered, beautiful people choosing to change their actions, choosing to heal their own traumas, to heal spiritually, emotionally, physically, to opt out of the systems that do not align with our values. That's what's going to create real change, guys. That is what activation means. It doesn't mean using the internet just to bitch and complain and, you know, watch conspiracy documentaries all the time. Like, yes, we need to be in an education phase. Yes, we need to use the internet and the tools we have to continue to spread awareness. But we also need to see how we can actually incorporate these ideas. You know, the best concepts that are not put into use are basically useless. I mean, you can have this, you can on paper have theory and something that's really beautiful and like, wow, if we could just do this thing, everything would be great. But if that theory never leaves the paper and gets into the practical world and gets activated because people choose to take on the theory, the practice, the strategy, the philosophy, whatever, and incorporate it into their lives, well, then it's not going to go anywhere. And in this line of thinking, we have to recognize that if we want to get away from the poisoning of the earth, the poisoning of the food, of the water, of the air, of the people's minds, of the mining of the earth for its resources, and the mining of the human mind for its resources, and the state-run propaganda education system, and the state big pharma healthcare systems. You know, if we want to get away from these systems, we can't just complain about it. We have to challenge ourselves and push ourselves to remove our energy and our time and our money and our support from those systems, invest and support new systems. And that might sound abstract, it might sound overwhelming. What does that mean, Derek? What does it actually mean to remove from one system and build a new system? Well, as I talked about in my speech during the activation, it means recognizing, as one example, that the banks have been responsible for robbing the people blind for hundreds of years, but even just as recently as the 2008 financial crisis, and those same banks get bailed out by the governments via statism and corporate welfare, and the people continue to suffer, and the people continue to foot the bill, payer pays for it. And rather the people saying, "What? Screw this, we're not gonna support those institutions anymore that sold bad loans and bad mortgage, trying to screw over the main piece person and have the government bail them out," rather than supporting that, we should pull our systems, our money and our time and energy away from it. People are still using Chase Bank. People are still using Bank of America. People are still using JP Morgan, all these things. And look, I'm not attacking anybody. This is not a judgment. I'm just saying, if we ever actually want to move the ball down the line, here's where we are, facing technocracy, facing the kind of pushing of medical martial law and restricting travel based on immunity passports and all these kinds of things. If we want to get past that world to over here, where we have freedom and liberty and permaculture and decentralized communities and alternative currencies and whatever it may be, to get from here to here, there are a lot of steps that need to happen. And if we're not practical about it, if we don't actually take steps from here to here, then we're not going to go anywhere. And it's just, that's like a duh, right? Like common sense, but a lot seem to be disconnected, that there are practical steps that happen if we are going to thrive and survive in the face of everything we're doing, and if we are going to create and manifest the greater reset. So what it means to be activated, that's what an activation is about. It's about doing more than just being passive and listening to ideas and saying, "Yeah, that's really cool. I'm glad that woman, that man, these ideas, that's really cool. You know what, I'm just going to go back to my life." Instead, what I am rejoicing for and I'm grateful for is I've received a lot of messages over the last few days of people saying that because of the greater reset, they are now starting a seed exchange, or they're going to get a crypto wallet, or they're going to do different things in their lives to make changes and to try to start living in line with those values. And so it's cool to hear that. It was also really humbling and beautiful. We had people checking in from all across Europe, from South Africa, Zimbabwe, from Australia and India, from all across the U.S. and different parts of Mexico and Canada. I mean, it's just humbling and beautiful. And so I guess my message is one, to say thank you to everybody who is participating and watching and having watch parties for the Greater Reset. If you haven't heard, we are having another event May 25th to the 28th in Mexico, as well as online. Obviously, that's 4 months from now. None of us can predict what the world's going to look like by then, how travel will be affected, but that's the plan. And we're going to continue to manifest that. And instead of spending last week obsessing over the World Economic Forum, we spent last week talking about solutions and trying to focus on what we as beautiful, powerful, free people can do, rather than being so afraid or paranoid or obsessed with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. And at the same time, it is important that we know what they're up to. So in the coming days, I will have some reports on what was going on at the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and how that contrasts dealing with the Greater Reset. So there will be another event May 25th to the 28th. And as I said, you can visit thegreaterreset.org and you can see all the archives of all the talks of everything. And I edited them, I made sure to put them up ASAP. So please check them out. So that's one. Thank you guys so much. Second is that I'm going to be launching a new activation podcast, which is going to be focused on highlighting examples of people who are activated already, people who are working on really powerful solutions and or suggestions that I have in different areas, interested in seed exchange. They seem interested in alternative currencies. And I do have lots of ideas. I've also done lots of videos on this in the past that I know most of my research has never seen. So we're going to be recycling some of the old content, going to be bringing some, and that'll probably happen by the end of February. And I'm excited about that. So thank you for the Greater Reset. Look forward to the activation podcast. And please, friends, this wasn't just, I wish and I hope that I could encourage everybody to check out the talks and to see that it was more than just a bunch of people trying to pat themselves on the back, or more than a bunch of the in crowd trying to say, "Look at us, we got all the answers," because none of us have the answers. It was a reaffirming, reassuring experience to be in person in Mexico with about 100 people, to watch these parties from around the world, to watch people send pictures, to see that people are really thinking about solutions. So if you've watched my work, guys, I've been doing this for 10 years now. Well, even going on 11 years now. And I'm doing it because I want to be internet-famous, or because I want to get invited to speak at places, or because I want followers or anything. Because I want to help change the world. And I believe the reason that we are put here on this planet, that we are brought here at this time and place, because we have the most beautiful, unique opportunity that in humanity's history. We get to decide, will liberty, will individual liberty, bodily autonomy, self-ownership, freedom of speech, freedom of movement, will these concepts continue on for the next generation, seventh generation and beyond? Or will they just be lost to the pages of history because humanity is not ready to hold on to them? Because when you think about the kind of historic landscape of where you really understand that humanity has only understood the concept of, I mean, you can find sprinkles of liberty and kind of anti-authoritarianism throughout history, but on a general basis, humanity, we're just barely out of the era of violence when you think about it. It's just hundreds of years ago, right? Where we're constantly warring. There's still war now, right? And we're so young in this kind of battle for liberty and autonomy. And now we're already at a point we have to ask ourselves, can we keep this idea alive? Can we keep individual liberty alive? Can we keep freedom of speech? Can we keep freedom of choice and self-ownership alive? We get to decide, my friends. We get to decide where this goes. Will the future generations, the seven generations, the ones we will need and the ones that are here already, will they have a world that respects privacy, that respects individual liberty and all these important concepts and principles? Or will a world where we own nothing, we have no privacy, we have no choice, but it's for the good of everyone? We have to decide that. Oh, what I'm fighting for, the Greater Reset event helped reaffirm and remind some of you what you're fighting for. So please continue to check out thegreaterreset.org. We're going to post more updates in the coming weeks, and we have lots more plans. We're going to continue to build this movement and continue to oppose, and not only oppose the economic form and the Great Reset, but offer real alternatives. That's what this is about. So thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I'll check in. And until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
We're not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. We've all stayed alive. You have no idea.